Right, we're looking at study on the Holy Spirit, and we've actually on page 10 of the study guide, we've gone through the person of the Holy Spirit, and we talked a little bit about, I think we talked a little bit about 1 Corinthians 12, did we? Okay. Did we read the, okay. We were laughing this morning, you know, when you're teaching several different times, you're teaching at different places, you think you've taught somebody something, you haven't even mentioned it or whatever. But I want us to look at what's commonly called gifts of the Spirit. And in reality, it's the Holy Spirit manifesting Himself through an individual. And obviously there's nine. If you look at in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, there's nine ways that He manifests Himself in this particular area. And I simply call these manifestation gifts. There are equipping ministry gifts, fivefold ministry, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. There's the body ministry gifts you see in Romans, the 12th chapter, and also over in Peter. But what I want us to understand is the operation of the Holy Spirit, because so many people, I don't know how else to say it, are just ignorant of the Holy Spirit as God, thinking that it's just some presence or some whelm or something like that. And the truth is, it's God in you. And if we just be aware of God in us, I think you'll see more things take place in your life to where God's actually working through you. You give Him that opportunity. Spiritual gifts, these manifestations, are operate through various individuals, but it's always for the purpose of carrying on the ministry of Jesus. And here, I believe, is where a lot of ministers miss it. People today are trying to build a ministry, and the truth is the ministry is already established. And they're looking for a name, and it doesn't matter whether you know me or you don't know me. The name you need to know is Jesus. And too often, too much attention is to the person rather than to the Lord. And, you know, we advertise this minister's coming to town, and this happens, and this happens, and that happens. Well, I have news for you. God's in town all the time. And these things can take place if we'll just be sensitive to the Spirit of God and let the Holy Spirit manifest Himself through us. And again, it's as He wills. You don't manipulate. There's a lot of manipulations of the Scriptures, and there's a lot of things done under the guise of the Holy Spirit that's not the Holy Spirit. It's a human spirit. You understand? There's demonic spirits, there's human spirits, and there's the Holy Spirit. And a lot of people do things just out of their own heart. Their heart inspires them rather than the Holy Spirit inspiring them. You understand? We're all inspired by something. God wants us inspired by the Spirit. So, the ministry that you and I are to be carrying on is the ministry of Jesus. In Acts chapter 1, it says, Luke writing, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and teach. He started it. We're to carry it on. Okay? And the way we carry it on is the same way Jesus' ministry was conducted. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good, healing those oppressed of the devil. God was with Him. That's the same way it works for us today. God anoints us with the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit, not a different Holy Spirit. You understand? Paul writing, he said, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken or make our mortal bodies come alive. Mortal, not immortal. That can't be referring to resurrection, because those bodies are not going to be resurrected as mortal or corruptible. That will be immortal, incorruptible. He says the Holy Spirit will make the mortal body come alive. God alive on the inside of us. Well, that agrees with Galatians 2:20. Paul says, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet it's not me, but it's Christ living in me. The life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me, right? And so we have to make ourselves aware, God's in me. Now, how's God in you? By faith. Jesus abides in our heart by faith. The Holy Spirit is by faith. Do you believe it? You don't see it with your natural eyes, right? So I believe that God lives in me because God's Word says He does. It's as simple as that. I believe the Holy Spirit is in me because I have done what He said and He's done what He said He would do. I believe that. You have to believe it. Okay? I believe that if the Holy Spirit is in me, the potential for Him to manifest Himself through me is there. Now, a lot of that has to do with my cooperation. You understand? God can move on you to operate in a ministry gift, and you can say, mm-mm. You understand? The spirit of the prophet, subject to the prophet. You can suppress it, or you can yield. The more you yield, the easier it is to yield the next time. The more you resist, the harder it is to ever take that first step. Okay? So, there's a ministry established. It's the ministry of Jesus, and we want to carry that on, and we need the Holy Spirit to do that. So, when the spiritual gifts operate, actually, it's God Himself that's doing the ministry. You understand? He's just using you. But it's God doing the ministry, so don't take credit for what God's doing. Give the glory to God, right? He doesn't share His glory, does He? So, another thing to remember is that these manifestations, gifts, whichever word you want to use, we're not going to split ours, are not to be worshipped. They're to be utilized, not to be worshipped. And just because a person operates in a spiritual gift does not mean that person is a spiritual or mature Christian. 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, he talks about you do not come behind in any gift, spiritual gifts. Excuse me. And then the third chapter, he said, I wanted to feed you meat, but you're babies. So operating in spiritual gifts has nothing to do with spiritual maturity. It just simply has to do with your recognition and your yielding. Okay? Now, obviously, the more mature you are, the more effective your operation is going to be because you're going to operate with wisdom and understanding. You're not just going to blurt something out, well, people think I'm spiritual and all that. I'm telling you, I've had so many experiences over the years and people interrupt. The preacher can be preaching and people will just stand up and interrupt the preacher by giving a message. That's out of order. Do you think the Holy Spirit's going to interrupt Himself? No, He's not going to do it. Let everything be done decently and in order, okay? There's times the Lord has spoken to me before the service ever starts. He's spoken to me something, but it's not to be delivered at that particular time. And He said this to me many years ago. He said, the timing of God is as critical as the will of God. You may do the will of God, but if you do it out of the timing of God, it won't be as effective, or it may not be effective at all. As a matter of fact, it can be counterproductive because it can bring confusion in the camp. And you want to eliminate all the confusion. So, the gifts of the Spirit that are mentioned in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verses 8 through 10, we said are manifestations. It's the Spirit manifesting Himself through people. Now, understand that it's the Spirit manifesting, not you manifesting. Give me a prophecy. I've had phone calls. I got a phone call from Illinois one night, 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. I mean, that person made a lot of effort to call me because they didn't know me. Somebody just giving them a tape or something. 3 o'clock in the morning and wanted to know if I had a word for them. I wanted to say, yes, go to bed. No, I was nice. I said, no, ma'am, I don't. I said, I can't just give you a word unless the Lord gives me something for you. I can't just give you something. I talked to that lady probably for 30 minutes. I'm talking to her and the Lord at the same time, you understand? Well, the Lord didn't give me anything. Well, I'm not going to fake it. I'll just say sorry, and then you can start talking about me after you hung the phone up. Well, I thought he was a man of God, you know. But don't fake it. It's when he manifests, not when I try to drum something up. And I've seen a lot of damage done by people prophesying out of their heart, not from the inspiration of God. And I'm going to tell you, God doesn't lie. If God says it, it comes to pass. You understand? So we need to be real cautious in that area. It's important to recognize distinction between manifestation and gift. And here again, I have to say this or people get all upset. If you want to call 1 Corinthians 12's gift, knock yourself out, I don't care. I know what you're talking about. I just want you to understand that it's a manifestation. Okay? It's not like apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, which are people. They're gift. God gives the person to the body of Christ. The manifestation is God manifesting in a person. There's a difference. A teacher can teach at 3 o'clock in the morning once he gets the cobwebs out. Okay. You with me? But you can't just come up with a prophecy or just come up with a tongue or a message or whatever. It's the Spirit manifested. I hope I'm not belaboring that too much. There's one Spirit who distributes these gifts. That's the Holy Spirit. But yet, there are a variety of gifts. And they operate in various ways. Okay, so you can't stereotype the Holy Spirit and say it has to be done this way every time. Okay? And note that He's the one who distributes, and He does it as He wills, not as I will. Okay? A good example of various, I say, you know, God can do, He doesn't do the same thing the same way every time. You look at the ministry of Jesus and how He healed people. For instance, just look at the ones that He healed blind eyes. He did it in a variety of ways. Didn't He? He didn't minister the same way every time because He knew that we'd make a doctrine out of it. And you know, I've seen it. The only way you get deaf ears open, stick your finger in your ears and pop them out and come out. And, you know, I have to be cautious, but a church I used to be in, there was a certain person there, if you were deaf, you had a demon. That was just the way it was from his perspective. But, you know, deafness can be demonic or deafness can be a physiological problem. One needs to be cast out, the other needs to be healed. And that's where you need the wisdom of God and the Spirit of God giving you direction on how you minister to individuals. That's what I mean by don't stereotype everything and understand that God operates in a variety of ways. But He'll never violate His Word. The Spirit and the Word will always agree. Another thing, the manifestations are given to profit, not to destroy or divide. I was in a church one time, and I'm telling you, every service there was somebody standing up and saying something, and there was a division in the church, and these things were bringing a greater division in the church. You understand? And I'll promise you that what was being said was not God. You understand? And if the leader of that church would have done what he should have done, he would have set them down. Now that sounds hard, but the oversight is to take the oversight and protect the flock. We had to do that here Tuesday night. I'm not going to let that guy speak to the class. You understand? And, you know, well, I wanted to talk and he wouldn't let me speak. Of course I wouldn't let you speak. You're going to just come off of the street and speak? No, not unless God just specifically tells me you're not. That would be foolishness. You with me? So we have to be led by the Spirit. Now, another thing with gifts, you can't earn them. You can't get good enough for God to use you. You with me? Now, a lot of people have this idea about the Holy Spirit. Well, I haven't been saved long enough. I haven't been baptized in the Holy Spirit long enough. I haven't done this. I haven't done that. And, you know, I got mad at my wife or my husband or whatever, so God's not going to use me tonight. God's used you in spite of you. All you have to do is be willing. Okay? You have to be willing. Okay? Now, you need to repent and get forgiveness if you've done something wrong, but that's not the criteria for God using you. If God waited for us to get perfect, He wouldn't use any human being. You would never see Him manifest if it was contingent upon people having everything right. But I can tell you this, He can use an imperfect person that can speak forth a perfect message. And that's exactly what God does. He uses imperfect people to represent a perfect God. Okay? And so we just have to yield. Gifts are freely given. Receive it and operate with it. Amen? But do it with the fear of God in your heart. That you don't want to dishonor God. You don't want to disrespect God. You don't want to bring a reproach against God. The manifestation gifts actually fall into three categories. Revelation, utterance, and power. And I want us to look at these three categories and hope you'll learn some things along the way. Revelation gifts a word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. It's something that's revealed to you. Something that you could not know, you didn't know, naturally. It's all of a sudden, you get a word. You just know something. And I have to qualify this. I'm telling you, some of this stuff's hard to teach. When I say you get a word, I'm not saying, thus says the Lord. You know, and a lot of people have that mindset. Sometimes I can be standing there and all of a sudden I know something that I absolutely couldn't know. It wasn't in my thinking or anything else. Or sometimes I may just hear a word. But that word conveys a message. For instance, walk in front of a person, and as you walk in front of that person, pride. Now I know what God just told me. And so now here's how I'm going to do that. I'm going to ask the individual, do you struggle with pride or you have a problem with pride or does the word pride mean anything to you? I'm not going to say, thus says the Lord, da 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 da. I'm going to let you humble yourself before God. I'm going to let you be honest with you and you be honest with God. If you're not honest with God, God can't help you. But if you'll let your guard down and humble yourself and swallow your pride and all that stuff, God can lift you up, and God will lift you up. Okay? And so this doesn't come as some bowling voice. And I can tell you this, that jumping ahead of myself, that when somebody stands up and gives a prophecy, it doesn't have to rattle the windows. You with me? God is just simply speaking forth something. And if God is speaking forth something, the whole church needs to hear it. Okay? And so it's good that you, just like with me, all you have to do is just come to say, or raise your hand, or what? I feel like the Lord has something He wants to say to the church. Now, if I bear witness immediately, I'm going to say, come on. If I don't, I'll just have you to talk to me privately. And if I feel like what you have is for the Lord, then speak it to the church. But I have had someone, you know, that they come up and say, this lady said, I've got something, but I'm not sure if it's for me or for the church. And she said, I said, well, what is it? And she told me, I said, well, it's not for the church. That's for you. And she was fine with that. You understand? This is the way you help people, and you keep people from getting embarrassed. When you stand up, and it's like you're speaking out words and they're coming right back in your face. And that's not the way God operates, okay? So, revelation gifts, word of wisdom, not all wisdom. A word of wisdom for a particular time, for a particular person, or particular setting, whatever. It's a word of wisdom. It's very simple. That word manifest, and that gets the job done. Word of knowledge. Knowledge is knowing something. When a word of knowledge comes forth, you're getting information you didn't previously know. You understand? It's not something that you accumulated out of the Word of God or extracted or whatever, okay? Discerning of spirits. Now, listen, there's not a gift of discernment. It's discerning of spirits. A lot of these people, I've had people to tell me, I've got the gift of discernment. Now you've got the gift of suspicion. You suspect everything. Okay, humor me in that, okay? So, you have revelation gifts. Think unlike God. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirit. Thinking like God. And if you follow the ministry of Jesus, you'll find that Jesus operated in the gifts of the Spirit on a regular basis. Gifts of the Spirit are not exclusive for a church service. I believe if we'll get in tune with the Spirit of God, the gifts of the Spirit will be operating daily. There's a lot of times, you know, people want to talk with me, I know when it manifests, and I know it's God. But I don't say, thus says the Lord. I just say what God says. You with me? You don't have to put a label on yourself. Matter of fact, it's dangerous to put a label on yourself. Just speak for God. So, revelation's thinking like God. Then utterance would be what? Talking like God? Think about it. Prophecy. It's inspired by God, right? So it's God speaking through an individual. So it's tongues and interpretation. Tongues and interpretation is equal to prophecy. You with me? Because prophecy is just simply giving a message in a language that people understand. Well, if you speak in tongues and that's interpreted, then the people understand it. That's why if you're speaking for God, it has to be interpreted. If you're speaking to God, it doesn't have to be interpreted. Publicly, you speak for God. Give a message. Most of your tongue, Paul said in the church, I'd rather speak 5 words that people understand than 10,000 that they don't. So most of the tongues of praying in the Spirit is going to be in private. It's you talking to God. And when I'm talking to God, there doesn't need to be an interpreter present because it's none of nobody's business. That's between God and me. And it's actually that we're talking secrets to the Lord. And I strongly recommend it. Pray it in the Spirit regular every day. When you don't know how to pray, which is most of the time, pray in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit's not going to pray against the will of God, because the Holy Spirit is God. So He's going to pray according to the will of God. So the utterance gifts are tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy, talking like God, thinking like God, talking like God. And then you have the power gifts. The power gifts are failing, gifts of healing, and miracles. What are you doing? You're acting like God. So when the non-manifestations occur, it's thinking, talking, and acting like God. Now, if the body of Christ, and I'm talking about all over the world, universal, I believe that we have that Spirit, the Holy Spirit I'm talking about, to where God can be manifested in the earth, in utterance, in revelation, and in power. And I believe God wants to manifest more than we want Him manifest. We can say, well, I wish, you know, this was happening. Well, are you a candidate? Are you usable? It's amazing to me how many people want Him to lead somebody to the Lord. They want to call the preacher. Now, if you call me, I'm going to tell you, why don't you? If they're ready to accept Jesus, don't miss the opportunity. Get them while the Spirit of God's dealing with their heart. That doesn't mean I won't talk to them. But I think we can miss some things. By the time you get them here, they may have their mind somewhere else. Pick the fruit when it's ripe. Amen? Now, I'm going to get more specific in giving definition to these different manifestations, to these nine manifestations. We talked about word of wisdom. I just wanted to introduce you first off to the revelation, the utterance, and the power gifts as to what they are. The word of wisdom is a revelation gift we've already established. And when it's manifested, it gives a person the ability to think with the wisdom of God. Not natural wisdom, not sensual wisdom, not man's wisdom, but it's God's wisdom that's being manifested at that particular time. Now, that's not the same as what James is talking about. If a man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. I don't know about you, but that's pretty daily for me, asking for the wisdom of God. But asking for the wisdom of God is not the manifestation of the Spirit, per se. You with me? Usually that's going to be, I would say that that's going to be for ministering to someone else, or for a particular situation, knowing how to handle a particular situation that God will speak to that. And wisdom is really the ability to use knowledge that you have. You with me? There's a difference between wisdom and knowledge. They're not one and the same. Knowledge is information. Wisdom is how to use information. So a word of wisdom is just simply a segment of God's wisdom that's going to give you an understanding on how to do something. All right? It's good understanding. It's good judgment. It gives you the ability to apply knowledge. A lot of people have knowledge, but they don't know how to apply it. You understand? I mean, some people walk around with walking encyclopedias as dumb as a wall when it comes to being able to do anything. It's not what you can quote. What do you live? You with me? Okay. So a word of wisdom reveals what we're to do with certain facts that we already have. Okay? You all right? You understand? Pretty simple. I mean, it's just real basic. And the word of wisdom is God revealing to you. It's just a revelation of God. Okay? And this gift is given as the Spirit wills, to whom He wills. Okay? Then the word of knowledge is also a revelation gift, and it gives one the ability to think like God for that particular setting. All right? So, it's not man's natural knowledge. It's beyond man's knowledge. It's a supernatural knowledge. It's a knowledge that comes out of the Spirit. And it's not all knowledge. You with me? I've had people to say, well, I have the gift of wisdom. Well, you just told me you didn't by making that stupid statement like that. Okay? No, we're talking about a word, all right? Knowledge is a fact or facts about someone or something or some situation. It's not a natural fact. It's a divine revelation from God. I'll give you an example. And I see this, I've seen this happen different occasions in ministry. A person can walk in a room and they are extremely dejected, oppressed. Everybody in the room knows that. Their countenance is down, their chin's on their chest, the old saying goes, you understand? They walk in the room. God didn't tell you that. So don't you dare say, the Lord chose me. No, everybody in the room knows that. But on the other hand, there may be a person in there that covers up pretty good. And all of a sudden, you just know that person is under heavy oppression right now. Now we're talking about knowledge. That's beyond what your eyes tell you or any of your senses tell you, any of your reasoning you understand. It's beyond that. It's supernatural. You don't even know why you know it other than the fact it's the Spirit of God manifesting some facts, and those facts are manifested because God wants to take care of a problem. And when the Holy Spirit manifests, it's not for show. It's always for purpose. Okay? So never operate for show. It's always for purpose. So don't bring attention to yourself. The word of knowledge, as we said, is revelation. And here again, it's given to whom the Spirit wills, when He wills. Okay? There's times I wish I just knew some stuff. But evidently God thinks I don't need to know that stuff. But there's other times when all of a sudden I know something and I have no reason for knowing it. Other than God wanted me to know it because He wants me to do something with it. You with me? This is not complicated, people. And I grew up thinking anybody that operated in the gifts could walk on water. I mean, I thought, man, these people are out there. And then I thought that it was only just a select few that God would use. You have to really be God's favorite or golden hair boy or something like that. And it's not that way at all. It's the fact of you having a yielding heart. Your heart's to the Lord. You got your mind on the Lord. And you get your mind on the Lord, your heart's to the Lord. Don't be surprised if the Lord starts revealing things to you or starts speaking to you. I don't care who you are. And it doesn't matter what your vocation in life is. And I promise you that this is not exclusive for people that have a piece of paper hanging on the wall saying they're ordained or REV in front of their name. Oh, that's crazy. That's man-made stuff. Everybody that is born again is a minister of God. Now we need to start ministering. And God wants to use us. The whole purpose for teaching this is because God would like to use you in this area. But don't you tell Him. Let Him tell you. It's as He wills. You with me? Okay. Then we look at discerning of spirits. Here again, this is a revelation gift. And it enables one to think like God. Not gift of discernment. I'll re-emphasize that. It's discerning of spirits, which is simply the ability to detect or to distinguish different types of spirit. For instance, the lunatic, when Jesus on Mount what called Transfiguration, he came down. Disciples couldn't cast the devil out of this boy and all that. This boy was convulsing and devil trying to kill him, so to speak, all right? And when the father brought the son to Jesus, and he tells him all this, and the boy starts convulsing and all these things, isn't it interesting that Jesus said, deaf and dumb spirit? And sometimes, see, he would call the spirit by name, and just natural knowledge, you wouldn't think he would do that. Foul spirit, unclean spirit, whatever. Jesus operated with the gifts of the Spirit proficiently. Okay? So he's getting that discerning. Now, this is not the same as 1 John, the 4th chapter, where we have a mandate to try the spirits to see if they're God. Okay? Well, trial there means to test, okay? What does it mean? Well, listen to the Spirit. We tend to listen to the person talking rather than the Spirit. And if the person has a lot of charisma and they can really present that well, they can swoon you. And TV evangelists are doing it all the time. They're swooning people and conning people out of millions and millions of dollars. Okay? But what if we test the spirit that's coming from the person? You'll say, something's not right there. And when you get that, what I call a check in your spirit, when you get that check, something's not right, you better leave that alone. The spirit is trying to talk to you. That's testing the spirits. And you can be talking with someone and they can be saying everything right, but you don't bear witness to that person. There's something wrong here. The Spirit in them is not in agreement with the Holy Spirit in you. I have had someone to tell me, I don't bear witness with you. Of course you don't. If you're the spirit of the world or you're the spirit of the devil, you're not going to bear witness to me. You're with me, it works both ways. But the Holy Spirit in me will bear witness to the Holy Spirit in you. He bears witness to truth. And He is the Spirit of truth, isn't He? Okay, I think I've been signaled to stop, so I'll stop.